this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Imagine your life 3 years from now. That's what's called your vision. Now think for a second, what do you need to do to achieve it? Today you're going to find out. You're going to meet my friend Jason Phillips, an entrepreneur, father, coach, and athlete that has been in and out of my mastermind groups for over 7 years. Now when he first started, he struggled. Then he disappeared completely off the radar. I was really worried about him. And then he reappeared, fortunately, and he actually had an inspirational story where he went from dead broke on a Thanksgiving morning just 3 years ago to now running a business with over 15 coaches working for him. So we're going to talk about how he used the perfect life approach to create that vision and achieve it. And now he lives his dreams, lives life on his terms, and he's going to show you how to achieve your vision and do the same. Hi, I'm Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And if you've ever wanted more freedom in your work so that you can have more freedom in your personal life, you're going to love today's show. ETR Radio is brought to you by the Perfect Day Formula. I want you to grab your copy of this book. It's a blueprint to success that Jason used, and it's allowed him to live the life of his dreams. And it's allowed me to live the life of my dreams, and it's going to do the same for you. So grab a free copy of the book at freeperfectdaybook.com or at earlytorise.com. The book contains several of the most important lessons that Jason is going to share with you today. Now let's start with the interview. We're going to jump into an incredible story about how Jason went from successful to broke to 10Xing his success faster than ever in just the last 18 months. All right, Jason, welcome. So what's your current role right now and how many people are you helping around the world? I'd love to hear some really cool stories about, you know, how you are just really changing people's lives through nutrition.
Yeah, man. So I guess technically I'm CEO of IN3 Nutrition and I am the founder of the Nutritional Coaching Institute. So in IN3, we're literally helping a little more than 1,000 people every month achieve their nutritional goals. And so that's mom and pop that want to lose 20 pounds. Yep. That's UFC fighters that need to make weight for their fight.
Yeah, like our friend,
Luke Sanders. Yeah man.
And WWE wrestlers fighters, like Becky.
Yeah, that need to look good for WrestleMania. Guys in the NBA that are rehabbing injuries right now.
Oh,
guys
very
in the
cool.
NFL, PGA Tour. We're literally everywhere. And, you know, the coaching methodology remains the same no matter who they are. And that's what led us to opening the Nutritional Coaching Institute because – you know, I got 15 employees, 15 coaches, and they're all awesome. And we, you know, we impact thousands of people, right? But that's such a small, like, microcosm of what really needs help. And so now if I can build the next educators of the next generation, like, that's impact. That's legacy.
That is really cool. But, hey, let's go back in time to, like, I think it was 2010 when you were in our first mastermind.
Something like that.
Yeah. And what were you trying to do back then? And why did you struggle with that?
I was trying to get into the internet space. I was probably trying to do what I successfully do now, to be honest, but I was just really confused. I'm not sure I knew what I wanted. I just knew I needed help, right?
Okay.
And I struggled because I had no clarity, but more important, I didn't take action. You know,
what was the mindset that held you back from that? And I guess you probably see that in some nutrition coaching clients. So how can everybody listening to this figure out whatever they want to change in their lives, how can they overcome that resistance to action?
It was like a massive scarcity mindset. I thought everyone else was better than me. I was insecure. I didn't really believe in the process. I thought that if you took action right away, results came right away. And
okay.
I didn't believe that it was like repeated efforts and I wasn't seeing the fruits of my labor on day one. You know, typical like fat loss people, right?
Yeah.
They sign up for a fat loss program. They want to lose all the weight in 7 days. obviously it's never going to happen. Yet for some crazy reason, I thought it was going to happen in business.
So, right. We thought we were going to get rich overnight.
Yeah, man, I'm going to build a sales page and here comes all the leads and all the purchases, and just doesn't work like that.
Okay. So what would you say to somebody who's, whether they're an entrepreneur, or whether they're trying to grow in their career, one or two tips that allowed you to eventually break out of that mold?
Patience is number one, right? I mean, I think that we live in a world now where every market space is becoming more competitive. So you have to be more patient because you really got to get your message through. Self-awareness, understanding what your strengths are. Stop trying to be like everyone else in your market, but really find a mentor and listen to every single thing that mentor says and stop deviating, right? Like there's two people that I work with. It's Craig, it's Pedros. Like that's it. Whatever you guys say, I follow it. Yeah. Like, do I follow the people out there to see what they're doing? Sure. But when you guys tell me to do something, it's gospel. It gets done yesterday. And that's how I'm continuing to grow it now, a very accelerated pace.
Yeah. And so that goes back to the clarity of what you wanted to do. You figured that out. And also the clarity about that patience, I guess, right?
That's it, man. Like I know what my purpose is now. I know 100% like what it is. It's not, oh, I want to be an internet entrepreneur. It's I want to go out. I want to change lives. I want to create the right education around dietary implementation. Like that's it. And the money is a vehicle, like of, you know, it comes to me like as success. It's great. Like, but the reality is my message is what I want to get out there. And what you guys have done is showed me a way to get the message out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all want to build a business. But what you guys have really shown me is how do I communicate my message to the right people that ultimately will end up becoming customers.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. We're going to be doing a lot of really fast-paced Q&A here. I remember at the workshop, you know, Jason's gone through my workshop where I asked people questions and he filled out his forms faster than anybody else that was always there. Dude. And that was about the clarity, right?
Yeah, I mean, I came to that workshop and I knew what I wanted to achieve, right? I knew what I wanted going into that day. Not necessarily like I knew Craig was going to teach us some amazing things, but I knew how I wanted to use those things in my life. And so every time you ask the question, I'm like, great, this is the goal. This is how I need to work backwards. And it honestly was simple, but massively effective exercises that moved me forward.
Yeah. And you've been successful before in other areas of life. So you were a pro golfer, right?
Yes, so, I was.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the mindset that allowed you to be successful there and what you might use from that mindset in your business coaching today.
So people will love to know that the first time I picked up a golf club, I was awful. I think I shot like 120 something.
I thought you were going to say you were like 18 and you were pro by 19.
Okay. So the first time I picked up, I was 14.
Wow.
And I was pro by 22.
Okay.
So it was an 8-year, you know, quick little rise for me, but it's that self-belief, right? I picked up a golf club at the age of 14. I shot like 123 and like literally a week later, I'm like, one day I can be a professional golfer.
Wow.
And like, I had no business saying that, but I've always believed that I can do anything, man. And like, and I still believe that to this day.
Good.
You know, and so that self-belief was huge. And then it was work ethic. It was day in, day out, get a little bit better, get a little bit better, get 0.5% better today, work on my weakness, and sure enough, one day I made it.
Okay. All right. So in between 2010 and today, where you had those 15 coaches,
yeah,
you did have kind of your like your lowest point, as we all do in our lives. It was a Thanksgiving Day story.
Yeah, man. 3 years ago this past Thanksgiving.
Wow, okay.
We call it the Thanksgiving miracle. So I had left my corporate job the August before.
Okay.
So couple months into being out on my own, woke up on Thanksgiving morning with my girlfriend in Colorado. And obviously it's Thanksgiving Day, got to pay for Thanksgiving dinner. But first, anyone that follows me knows I had to pay for Starbucks because I have the longest running Starbucks streak in the world, I promise.
How many days is it up to?
I mean, we're at least 4+ years.
Okay.
And literally same drink every day. It just doesn't ever change.
Okay.
And so I had to go get my coffee and I look in my bank account and I was overdrawn. This is on a holiday, a bank holiday. Money cannot be deposited. So I can't reach out to any of my friends, my family, say, hey, go put cash in so it's available immediately. Like nothing. Like I was literally screwed. And
before you went to Starbucks?
Before I went to Starbucks. Okay. I couldn't even get coffee. So my girlfriend at the time was like, let's go to the grocery store. I hadn't even told her that I was overdrawn.
Okay.
Freaking out. And as we're in the grocery store, I pull up my bank account, like my statement on my app. And a $500 check had just cleared.
Oh, wow.
And so I had like $400-something to deal with. And I'm like, okay, I can buy coffee. I can buy groceries. and I can buy Thanksgiving dinner. And I like that second, it's like the old like Rock quote, right? Like at that moment, I knew two things. One, I was like, I had $7 in my pocket. One, I was broke. Two, I never wanted to feel like this again.
Got it.
And I literally was like, I will do anything. Like I don't give a fuck if I got to walk through walls. I will do anything to never have to feel like this again.
Okay, so this is the genesis of where the business begins. So,
100%.
Yeah, tell us how you went from like zero to hero over those 3 years. Well, two years really, because you know you and I met again about 12 months ago, and you were dominating. So, tell us how it went down.
I was relentless, man. I went home, and I knew that the vehicle to success was adding value. Like at that point, I had been around like long enough. You know, it's. I don't know, man, 8 years trying to like dabble on the internet. And I knew that it was all about value. I knew I needed to connect with a group of people that would at least want to consider hiring me for my services. And I had to provide them with enough value to get them there. So I went home and I started adding value to everybody, man. Like I was DMing people. I was messaging. I was like, how can I help you? Asking the world repeatedly, how can I help you?
How far away from Thanksgiving is this?
I returned home on like Sunday, like 3 days. Oh,
okay.
Got it. I literally went home and I was like, this is never happening to me.
Got it.
Like doing it.
Oh, so that really lit a fire in your butt.
It lit a massive fire, dude. And 4 months later, I had already built my monthly revenue about $8,000 a month.
Yeah.
So six-figure income.
Right. And this is nutrition coaching. This is
purely nutrition coaching. One-on-one. Not templated. Not group-based. Not what any of the quote-unquote gurus out there told me it had to be.
Yeah.
This was like my model. And again, it goes back to that belief in self.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm abandoning what everybody says is the model and I'm going all in on value.
Okay.
And that was how I delivered.
And you did not have a website, you didn't have an email list.
Nothing.
All you were doing was connecting with people who you know needed nutrition help, friends, colleagues.
Putting the only channels I had to distribute, I couldn't even afford a website.
Yeah.
Right? I could barely afford coffee.
Yeah.
So I was putting content out through social media, Facebook and Instagram. Because it was the only platforms I could afford.
Yeah.
The only ways to get in touch with me, you could private message me on Facebook, or I listed my email address, my Instagram profile, and people could find it there. And those are the only two ways to get in touch with me as a lead. And I just went out and tried to find ways I could distribute content to people, just add value to their lives.
And you were taking PayPal?
PayPal, dude.
Right.
Like literally not even recurring PayPal. I had a spreadsheet of the date that I had to mail out invoices. So like the first thing I did every morning, and this is probably a year, I would wake up and be like, oh, it's the first. I got to send these 11 invoices. Oh, it's the third. I send 3 invoices.
Got it.
And it was crazy like how terrible my systems were, but it was a hustle. It was a relentless pursuit of getting value to people.
That's what I did back in 2003. 2001 when I first started selling my manuals online. I was telling people to send me money through PayPal. That's then it, I'd man. Send them the thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so then, you know, you started, how did you get to the next level from $8,000 a month to, you know, $20,000 a month?
So, yeah, at my peak, before I really started scaling, I hit 30K.
Okay.
And it was the same thing, man. But
referrals, lots of referrals?
All referrals, right? Okay. Still no website, still no, like, traffic sources, nothing paid, just literally communicating with as many people as I could.
So and how much were you charging? Because people probably
At 150.
Okay.
I don't think I ever went in this phase higher than 250.
Okay.
So it wasn't a huge jump that like really boosted my revenue.
So you're looking at 100 plus clients you had around that time.
Yeah. At my peak, I was 167.
Okay.
And so these are all one-on-one.
Yep.
The one thing I differentiated myself in the market because it was value. I recognized that as a former eating disordered, person, I basically knew that the communication was huge. I knew that there was something deeper than food and nutritional prescription.
Yeah.
It's about human connection. It's about coaching.
Got it.
And so I really started branding nutritional coaching versus nutritionist.
Okay.
And so I really coached individuals. I created connections. People really like, they started wanting to meet me. They're like, would you come to my gym? Would you talk to people? And I'm like, that's a great idea. Let me come to your gym. Let me pay my own expenses. In fact, connect me with your gym owner. I'll offer to do a free seminar at your gym. If he or she just packs it out, I'll pay all my own stuff.
Yeah.
So
this was a game changer. When you were explaining this to me at a recent mastermind, when you and I first reconnected, you were like, you were on the road 37
weekends out of 52 weekends in 2016.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're doing the work but you were getting in front of the right audience and, you know, you don't have to get in front of them through email, but you got through them. Facebook, Instagram, and in person, which is probably where you're just
very crazy. And I articulate very well. I mean, one of my strong suits is if you ask me about my craft and you want to have a nutritional conversation, I can break it down so that you understand it. I understand that I'm very good in person. I'm a good speaker.
Sure.
And so that was how I wanted to communicate. And I really had fun doing it initially. I mean, listen, by the end of the year, 37 weekends was a lot. I was a little burned out.
Yeah.
Completely fair. But, you know, that I met you December 2016.
Yeah.
And, you know, I at that point, I had basically built to about 70K a month recurring revenue. And I had begun scaling.
And how many coaches did you have then?
At that point, I was 10, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get around to hiring coaches in a second, because I know that's a, you know, just hiring anybody is a big step. Quick question. Yes. What mileage program do you, because like, as a guy who travels a lot, I'm curious.
I am Platinum Pro with American.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Now I'm going to totally rewind, because you said something where if we had sound effects, you know, it would have been that scratch in the record. Like, you know, let's rewind here.
Yeah.
You said eating disorder. So yes. Where did that come up in your life? And then, you know, you tell that to everybody in your content that you create. Yeah. And how has that allowed you to, you know, take a negative and turn it into a positive?
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, I told the golf story, right? 14 to 22. I probably should have gone pro at 19. Like, okay. I was that good in my first 4 years, and it was all hard work, right?
Okay.
And so at 18, I took a college scholarship. The summer between high school and college, I got injured. Just overuse injury.
Okay.
And so I got in the rehab setting, couldn't play golf, had to give away my scholarship, and really hit a downward spiral in my life. And so while I was in the rehab setting, I got approached to do some modeling. You know, one thing led to another, and I was like, man, I need to get abs, you know, typical like 18-year-old male. And was told to read nutrition literature. I did it. It said, don't eat this, don't eat that. Never told me what to eat. Before I knew it, I was full-blown, like, anorexic. I just told a story the other day. It was literally a Tuesday that I met with my pediatrician, and he saw how bad it was. Unbeknownst to me, him and my parents were ready to have an intervention on Thursday and actually get me, like, clinical help.
Got it.
So it was super close to actually going clinically anorexic. Turning point was the next day. I met somebody that actually convinced me I needed to eat.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I put blind trust in them. Huh. Actually, it was, she lied to me. She told me she was a nutritionist to a bodybuilder that came in the gym every day that I was like, I want to look like him. And she was like, yep, I do his diet. You should eat 4,000 calories. And so I put blind trust. This is on a Wednesday. This is before MyFitnessPal. I went home. I bought a calorie counting book from Barnes & Noble that night. And I started building 4,000 calorie meal plans.
Wow.
And I started eating them the next day. 3 weeks later, I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, hey, I'm not fat. This food thing, not terrible. And that began my recovery from anorexia. And
right. But then your road becoming a nutrition expert.
Well, yeah, it just like I switched my major. So I was a business major in college at the time at like a local school to my house. I switched my major to Florida State, or I switched my enrollment to Florida State. Switched my major to exercise science, the concentration in fitness and nutrition.
Yeah.
And it was that moment, like when I got to Florida, I was like, I will pay this forward to every single person I ever meet in my life.
It's amazing.
Like, I want to, nutrition is the vehicle to success. Like that was how I looked at it. And my next door neighbor was a culinary arts major. I'm like, hey, you know what? You cook my food. I'll do your nutrition. All the frat boys were like, how do I look like you? You know, how do I get ripped like you? I'm like, great. I'll help you out. Like anybody that would listen, I would talk. I didn't want money. I didn't give a crap about money. I just wanted to help. And it was like the most pure form of like what we do today.
Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. So you and I then, as we've mentioned a couple of times here, we met again after 2010. Then we had a big break. I actually wondered what happened to you a couple of times. I think I emailed you out of the blue once or twice. Might have,
and I was like too busy being lazy to even bother like answering you. I think I was really embarrassed.
Yeah, well, I can understand.
I think that I had come to a mastermind and I was you know, you guys gave such great advice and I didn't implement. I think I was just really embarrassed. And I think there's a lot of people that will listen to this that will resonate.
Yeah.
They'll be like, man, like I've encountered these people. I didn't do what they said. And now it's like they would see you in public. They'd turn the blind eye, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, like I was super embarrassed for a very long time. And I was probably self-loathing. And there's a definitely dark time there, man.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, we want people to take action. And so I'm really glad that you did. So we met at the mastermind. Then we had another game-changing discussion there. Well, you were up to 70K a month and you had 10 coaches, you were doing all these events. And then we started talking about the certification.
Yeah,
right?
Man. So I was at this mastermind. Craig was a guest speaker.
Yep.
And he stuck around while we did like some hot seat stuff. And I said that, I think I said I was like, dad, like I considered it. And like literally Craig stopped me in my tracks. It was like 1,000,000%, you have to do the certification.
Yeah.
And like I had failed once, like what Craig speaks, it's gospel. And like I had failed on that once and I wasn't about to do it again. you know, you and B have referred to me as like JP 2.0.
Yeah.
So like this was like the genesis of 2.0. And I was like, I'm not going to fail on it again. I'm not kidding you. I left the next day. I was living in Arizona at the time. We were in California.
Okay.
Drove 6 hours home, walked in the door, didn't even put my stuff away, opened up my laptop and wrote the outline to my certification that day.
Wow.
Like literally was like, this is what I need to include. And like told my assistant, it was like, this is 100% what we're doing.
That's awesome. And that's the action taking level. We just, you know, as a coach, people always say like, hey, you know, what can I send you for Christmas? So I'm like, don't send me anything for Christmas. Just take action. That's the greatest.
Just do the work.
Yeah. It's the greatest gift you can ever give a coach.
Amen.
So, yeah. So you have that clarity now. And so then you came to a workshop this summer. Amen. And so talk about how the vision and values exercise in there helped you plan out the rest of the year. Cause that was about halfway through this year.
Yeah. So it was in a really good place, right? I mean, we were, you know, probably a little over six figures a month.
Yeah.
Great place, scaled, certification was launching. You know, really, we were actually into launching our additional courses. And, you know, there was all these things that were going so well. And the reality is, like, as success and the momentum of success picks up, life has to keep up with it. And, you know, for me, I'm newly married. I have a baby on the way. And I'm like, man, like, I need to make sure that I systemize this and that I keep it all in order. And I think that was... the timing was perfect, man. Like, you know, my wife was with me there. Like, she was in the hotel room in California. I couldn't, like, be more excited to go home and share with her because we created the vision as to what I was going to achieve. Not what I wanted to achieve, what I was going to achieve.
Yeah.
And we actually built out the steps, right? And one of the things that – one of the exercises you challenged me to do is, like, this perfect day vision and, you know, literally paint the picture of the day and the location. And you know, I told Craig this earlier yesterday, actually, and I said, man, like, in that exercise, I had never dreamed – about opening a headquarters until that day. And I wrote in that exercise, I was going to open up a headquarters. Well, I'm getting ready to sign the lease to open up my headquarters April 1st.
Amazing.
And like, it hadn't even been a thought until not even 6 months ago. So the amount of clarity I walked away with was unbelievable. The amount of structure I walked away with was unbelievable. And, you know, I actually just had someone reach out yesterday, like, do you offer a program to, you know, to balance everything you're doing? And I'm like, no, I don't. But this guy, Craig, he does. And he's the reason I can do it.
Right.
And, you know, it was not business tactical. And I think that's where everyone's like crazy. You know, they're like, oh, my gosh, that's insane. No, man, like it was life tactical. But when life is in order, everything is successful, man. Like my marriage is amazing. Love my wife. Love my kids. Love my job. Like as somebody who's about to do multiple seven figures, it's like, I love what I do and there's no headaches in my business, man. Like things are so good.
Yeah. It's amazing. So let's talk about a little bit about the morning routine stuff because, you know, you got back to, you know, you have your wife, you have, three kids right now,
three kids forthcoming in 6 weeks.
Right. So, and to run this business, yep, you have to be dialed in. So yep, let's talk morning routines and evening routines because those are the bookends to success.
Yes, sir. So for me, I have to have a morning, a minimum of 60 minutes where it's me. Like,
okay.
And that, for me, that means I'm up before everybody. Because even if I say, hey guys, leave me alone, they don't leave me alone.
And that's 60 minutes. Did you get the coffee before or after?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. So literally anyone knows me, roll out of bed, get to Starbucks. And then 60 minutes of devoted like me time. And
yeah,
so there's certain things I have to accomplish first thing in the morning, right? It's not email. That's not one of them. In fact, you're the person that got me to move my email time to the nighttime.
Sure.
And my whole world is conditioned to, they are not going to receive an email response from me unless it's 7 to 9 PM. Like everybody that I'm in contact with knows that.
That's
in
amazing.
Fact, they get less emails now than ever,
right,
because of it, which is
training.
Fantastic. And so like my morning routine, there's certain things I need to knock out. It's usually my content time.
Okay.
And it's usually like my creative time. So like if I'm working on a certification thing, like I'm just building outlines. I'm not actually writing the content. I'm just creating outlines. I'm creating the creative around it, not the actual content. Then I go through my day. I don't even have to worry about the creative stuff because it's done. Then I, you know, go wake my kids up, wake my wife up, take the kids to school, come home. I go work out. Only four times a week now, max.
Yeah.
And again, that's because of Craig. You know, I was finding that because of my background is fitness and I felt like I had to uphold this fitness model image because I used to be a fitness model. It was actually holding me back. It was excessive fatigue. It was excessive focus. And Craig helped me create a minimalist training program. I now train 3 to 4 days per week. I'm getting just as good of results. And so I have even more free time than ever. But if I train, I come home, I have like scheduled hours, 10 to 4 every day where I take client phone calls. Usually one of my sons has either basketball or soccer practice or conditioning. And then we have family dinner time.
Yep.
And then after family dinner time, I have 2 hours to myself. It's email/more creative time.
Got it.
And that's literally every single day.
So talk about how you communicate that with your spouse, because I think a lot of people don't do the communication expectations in advance, and then they're half into their work and they're half into their family life and they're never fully present. But yeah. You sound like you totally are.
Number one, my wife is super supportive. Like that, it definitely takes having the right kind of person. But I think that her being supportive comes from the conversations we've had and her understanding why she needs to be supportive and how she can be supportive. I think a lot of spouses want to be supportive, and instead of taking a step back, they say, well, how can I help you now? What can I do for you now? And my wife knows when I'm working, the only thing she can do is to keep the kids away from me, right? And allow me to just be like in my zone and do my thing. And so it really came from conversation and communication. And so sharing the dream, sharing the vision, sharing everything we worked on at the workshop was exciting to me because it showed her where we're going and why I'm doing things the way we are. And when there was a why for her, it was very easy for her to become compliant to kind of the way that I wanted to structure things. And honestly, man, like that front end communication it's never made things difficult, dude. Like I hands down have the most supportive wife in the world.
Awesome. Awesome. So what about nighttime routine, getting ready for the content in the morning? What do you do specifically to make sure that when you get that 60 minutes in the morning, you make the most of it?
So last thing I do, check my last email. I have a journal, actually that my wife got me. I write in it. I write down everything that I thought about that day. I do a little bit of gratitude first. I actually, I have like in our business, we call it the inner three. Mm-hmm. So like my inner strength, my inner emotion, my inner passion. And I talk about like, what did I do physically that day to maximize myself? What did I do from like a mental aspect and what actions did I take? And so I write that down real quick. It puts me in a good frame of mind. Then I think about all the things that are on my list that need to get done. And I think about three things that I can do the next day. Like I keep it really simple. I don't go above three. If it's above three, I know it probably won't get done and it will actually send me to a worse place.
Yeah.
So I think about three like big things, and trust me, big things always trickle down to the smaller things that you think you need to be doing and you don't. And so I think about three big things, put them on my list. They're the first three things I see the next morning and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Amazing. Amazing. So, you know, we're just wrapping up an Empire Mastermind meeting, which, you know, Jason is part of and Bedros and I are coaching it. And, you know, you came in yesterday, you had expectations of this year coming up. And even in the last 24 hours, you've realized, oh my goodness, I wasn't thinking big enough. So talk a little bit about your massive action taking, your empire thinking, always growing your dreams and expanding your thinking. Like, what do you do to make sure this happens? And how do you get your coaches to do it? And how do you even help your clients do it?
Number one is I'm always in the right network, right? I mean, I'm forever grateful to the coaching and the network that Empire has afforded me. You know, I mean, I walked in and in my head, I'm thinking, my revenue goal will be between here and there. You know, even like not even 3 hours later, you stop me and you're like, dude, that's not big enough. And so that's really cool to always be pushed outside your comfort zone. It's also the accountability of it. You know, I know that if I need something, I can reach out to you guys. And really, that's how our coaching platform was built.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's going through what we know is a tough process, man. Dietary change is not easy. Mm-hmm. We all build habits dietarily growing up. And so I empathize with them. You know, going back to my anorexia, I know what it's like to have body image issues. I know what it's like to have a poor relationship with food. I know what it's like to be broke as hell, you know, but so I can empathize with you and I can tell you that there is something, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a skill set that even when you're implementing, it doesn't show results right away. It will show results one day.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm able to call on my own experience, get on the same level as my clients. I feel like that's very important, and then lead them. Right. And I think the biggest thing I have learned in the last 6 months is leadership. And I think that now I'm able to lead my team, and because of the way I lead them, they know how to lead their clients the same way. And really that's what's created what we have today.
You know, I think there was one case study that I want to talk about quickly where you mentioned there was a woman who was like maybe hardly consuming any calories. Yeah. And then you just told her like, you're going to like jump up your calories and she just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So walk us through that one. I think a lot of people who will love the nutrition angle of this, but also just the coaching aspect of it as well.
Yeah. So she's hyper metabolically adapted, meaning she has basically rebuilt homeostasis in her life to be about 800 to 900 calories a day.
So she would maintain her weight on 900 calories a day, which is like extremely low.
In fact, going lower than that would not yield weight loss. And anything above that yielded weight gain.
Oh my goodness.
So that's scary, right? Like think about living your life on 900 calories the rest of your life without getting super fat.
I think I eat that at
breakfast.
Yeah, in Quest bars at breakfast, you know? Like,
so, you know, it's a scary proposition. So she came to me and I said, listen, like you've tried everything under the sun. I just have to be honest with you. This is going to be a long journey. It's mm-hmm. not going to be 30, 60, 90 days. In fact, it's probably not going to be 1 year. You're going to gain weight before you lose weight, and you might feel worse before you feel better. Now, most of us want to hide that from our clients because we're afraid they're going to run the other way.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is she had the option to run the other way, but I couldn't live with myself if I didn't inform her of that. Mm-hmm. I also know that by informing her of that on the front end, when those things happen, they're much less intimidating, right? Could you imagine if I didn't tell her, hey, you're going to gain weight when you hired me to lose weight? Yeah. And all of a sudden then she gains weight. She's like, wait, you're an ass, right? Like, why are you making me gain weight? And I would be like, so I just laid it out on the front end.
And then
I
when also, she doesn't gain as much weight as she thinks and she loses weight faster, he's like, oh my goodness, this guy's a miracle worker.
Ironically, I talked to her 4 or 5 hours ago on the phone. She was a phone call I had this morning before I came over to the mastermind. And we were actually in our second reverse diet. The first time, so when she came to me, she was 132 pounds. I had to take her all the way up to 150 pounds.
Holy cow.
She now maintains sub 130, and we're actually increasing her calories again for the second time in her life.
And she's healthier and looks better.
She feels better. She sleeps better. She exercises less. She has her life back. She's able to eat cheat meals and regular foods with her kids. She has a family life. Her husband and her have the best marriage they've ever had. She has a relationship with herself that she never had before coming to me.
How many calories does she eat now?
Right now, we're reversing. She's at 1,800. So my goal is to get her like 2,600-ish on this next reverse before I bring her down.
Okay. So that you'll eventually get her up to like 2,000 normally or something?
Yeah. I would love for her maintenance calories to be anywhere between 1,800 and 2,000. She's an older woman.
Yeah, sure. That's so high.
That's high for her, man. And she can live there at, let's call it 125, right? Which is only, and this is the crazy part, only 8 pounds below where she ever came to me at.
Yeah.
But if I can have rebuilt her metabolism, get her to live at that 125 number, think about the quality of life, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's a completely different world. And it all comes back to, we built trust, we created open lines of communication, I built effective strategies, and I coached her through the results that she was seeing, right?
Yeah.
Not negative or positive, and not judging them as negative or positive, because a lot of people judge the scale going up instantly as a negative thing. I simply got her to understand that it was data. And all the entrepreneurs that are listening to this, right? Yeah. You lose a couple dollars. That's data. That just means what you're doing isn't working at that moment. Doesn't mean you're a failure. Doesn't mean that you're moving backwards. It's data, right? It means that you need to course correct somewhere and you might need to work a little harder.
Like when you have minus $7 in your bank account. That's just data.
When you're overdrawn. Yeah, but listen, man, like it was the best data in my life.
Yeah.
It meant that I wasn't structured. It meant that I wasn't hustling and I really wasn't living true to what I was thinking about, which is I wanted to have impact. I wasn't having impact being broke. Because if you're having a great impact, like usually the money coincides with that.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. So talking about, you know, structure and results and impact, you know, talk about how the workshop helped you build that. And who would you recommend the workshop for?
Everyone, first of all. Like I literally cannot and to put my money where my mouth is, I'm gonna invest $25,000 to have my whole team go through this workshop. Because I literally believe that my success and the rapid growth of my success in this last year is directly correlated to a lot of these principles.
Perfect Life Workshop.
From the Perfect Life Workshop. And so I know that if I'm doing that at the very top of the business, if my team is implementing that on the ground level, we're just going to grow even faster because they're really the ones with the direct communication to our clients and the ones that can facilitate referrals and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that just you have to know where you're going. You know, you can't wake up in the morning, you don't get in your car and think, all right, I'm just going to drive around because like, that's not very fun. Like, you know where you're going.
Right. You're going to Starbucks first thing in the morning. Yeah, that's where you're going.
For me, absolutely, man. But like, so we'll use that as the analogy. Okay.
Yeah.
When I first moved to Virginia, like last year, right. I moved back home. I didn't know where the closest Starbucks was. So what did I do? I knew where I was going. Starbucks. Yeah. What'd I do? I GPSed it.
Right.
I got directions.
Yeah.
Right. I got directions to where I wanted to go. So everyone that's out there is like, all right, I know what I want. I want financial freedom. I want clarity, whatever. You need directions. You need to get somebody, some sort of authority that absolutely knows how to get there, that is repeated and to show that they know how to get there to give you those directions.
Yeah. So it's like creating your vision and then we give you the straight line to success.
And that's it. And then there's people that are on their journey that think they have the right directions, that know where they want to go, and they're not getting there. Guess what happens if you're driving and the GPS and like you don't follow the direction of the GPS? What does it do? It auto-corrects. It puts you back on the course. So all the people that are out there that are on their journey right now that are completely missing the boat, that are just taking wrong turn after wrong turn, go to this workshop and get back on the right directions because you will ultimately end up at your destination. You just have to remain relentless. You have to keep pushing. You have to find somebody that can give you the right path, help you create that clarity so that every single day you're following the right directions.
Perfect. So, Jason, where can people find out more about your nutrition coaching and where can they find you online?
Yeah, man. So for me, it's in3nutrition.com, in3nutrition. And for the certification, it would be nci certifications.com. So Nutritional Coaching Institute certifications.com. And of course, please feel free to reach out to me on social media. The one thing I end every podcast with is I answer every single message that's sent to me. Obviously, I have very devoted time to that. So if I don't get to you that day, I will get to you. It's always me. It's not an assistant. And I love having conversations with people. So please take me up on that.
And what is it, Jason Phillips?
Just Jason Phillips on Facebook. On Instagram is JasonPhillips_IN3.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jason.
You got it, brother.
All right, thanks, Jason. That was probably the most rapid-fire interview we have ever done, but there is so much gold in there. That was a powerful episode and a lot of fun. So I'd love to hear what you think about today's show and how you plan to overcome, you know, your imposter syndrome, your struggles, your limiting beliefs, whatever it is that's holding you back. Because as Jason said to himself, what could he do if there was no obstacles in the way? How could he achieve his vision? What did he need to do? And I want you to answer those same questions. I want you to find that fire that will get you to take action and put you on the straight line to success. All right? So keep me posted and email me at support@earlytorise.com or send me a message on Instagram @RealCraigValentine or on twitter.com/CraigValentine. So thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Head over to iTunes and rate today's show. We'd love another 5-star review. We need to have those so that more people will listen to these amazing stories. And share these with your friends as well. Share the podcast with your friends. And don't forget to take massive action, to figure out your vision, the dream for your life, and to really get passionate about what you want to do and the impact you want to have on the world. And never stop learning and never, ever drop off my radar, okay? I really need to hear from you. And when you're ready to start living your dream life, I want to see you at one of my upcoming workshops, which really, really helped Jason. So just visit Perfect Life Workshop today and fill in your application to get started. And I'll see you soon.